Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Surprised to see, maybe in some ways, that Mitch McConnell says he, quote, has great confidence in Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania's battle for the United States Senate seat being vacated by Pat Toomey. Marty Griffin.
Dr. Oz joining us. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning to you both. How are you?
So, Doc, last week the implication was when Oz, his name came up, Mitch McConnell, is how he got sideways with Trump, quite frankly. Trump called him a political hack and called his wife crazy, quite frankly. The implication was that you couldn't win here in Pennsylvania. Now he says you're a great candidate. Is it too late for him to help you?
Well, I've been getting help all along. What I really have learned through this whole experience running for politics is that there are very clear agendas in what's written in the press, and not by my most, but by enough that it actually can change reality. So I've been getting continuous support from all levels of the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell has invested $34 million into this campaign. He's voting with his pocketbook. So when people claim he's saying things that he clearly didn't say, you know, it's frustrating. Same thing for Rick Scott, same thing for President Trump. I mean, across the board, I've been getting support from people who may not get along with each other, but they agree on one reality, that John Fetterman is so far left radical that he would be destabilizing to the Senate, but also he doesn't reflect the values of Pennsylvania. And we've run a very aggressive campaign hammering home how we can improve the lives of Pennsylvanians every single day. And I believe in Pennsylvanians. I believe in the American dream as someone who grew up as a son of an immigrant. My father grew up on a dirt floor and through hard work and the opportunity America offered him was able to thrive. We grew up just south of Philadelphia. When I was in med school at Penn, I realized that if you empower people, they do better. And that's what I want to do as a U.S. senator.
Hey, Doc, folks in the business are telling me the Republican National Party is pulling back on spending in Pennsylvania, in essence saying, you can't win. Mastriano can't win. Is that accurate?
No, they're not pulling back. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. It literally is the opposite of the truth. They have not only not pulled back, they doubled down. They actually moved their money up and are spending more of it now and aggressively raising more. This is part of a effort to chill enthusiasm for the race, but it can't happen. I gave a big event yesterday in Monroeville, and you know, it's probably one of the biggest events we've done. There are more than 500 people there, and there's a lot of excitement, and it's not just Republicans. It's also
regarding the crowd, the paper says there were 250 people. So again, the media lying, sir?
There are pictures of the crowd. You can count them up yourself.
Right.
There's no way. And I don't even care what size of the crowd. That wasn't the point. And last week of August, most people are on vacation, trying to take it easy. These people were crowded into they packed the place. It was hot. They still stayed because they wanted to hear. And this isn't about, who frankly it wants to spend a Monday evening in a sweltering facility
right. In
a hot day unless they really are passionate about our nation and they want to do a good job driving the right solutions to the finish line. And these solutions are pretty clear in Pennsylvania. We want to have an all-of-the-above energy policy. I've been pushing for that. My opponent believes fracking is a stain on Pennsylvania. I believe strongly that we need to have safe city streets. My opponent wants to release one-third of all prisoners from our inmates and believes that we should legalize all drugs. I want a closed border so we can allow legal immigration, like my father was able to come here. My opponent wants open borders to sanctuary cities. I can go down the line and show a clear contrast, clearer than anywhere else in the country. And when you're competing against the furthest far-left radical candidate of any contested Senate seat in the country, there's going to be a lot of interest because it's not just about Pennsylvania. Is there enough of an appetite for someone who's way off the left, way past Joe Biden on the left? That's the key question we're asking in Pennsylvania. And everybody
Doctor, we got to ask you about, there was a meme put out that shows a Fetterman in a wheelchair. And it was put together by a man that hates Fetterman. And he's in a wheelchair, and his face looks as if he is having serious problems. And above it, it says, Tom Wolf's favorite vegetable. That sort of thing. Too low, isn't it, sir? Isn't that in the gutter, sir?
Yes, I've been pretty clear. As a physician, I have tremendous empathy for what John Fetterman's going through. But the arguments that we've been making are more around him getting out and answering questions about his radical positions.
But hold on. I got to get to this because I think it's important. Yeah. Because I know people that know you and say you're a brilliant doctor. In fact, you developed this Mitra clip that my brother sells, quite frankly. So the notion that you're a quack, I say it's ridiculous. I say you've had an insanely successful career. But is it appropriate for one of your folks to say, if Fetterman had eaten a vegetable, he wouldn't have had a stroke? Is that appropriate?
You know, the campaign's been saying lots of things, both of them. My position, and I can only speak to what I'm saying, is that John Fetterman should be allowed to recover fully, and I will support his ability, as someone who's gone through a difficult time, to get ready. However, at some point, he has to either work with me to allow the American people and the Pennsylvania voters in particular to hear us debate so that they can see where I am and where he is, or he's got to acknowledge that he's got far-left radical policies he doesn't want to defend. Either way is okay, but there has to be a position there. Democracy is built on hearing what your candidates believe in and will do when they serve you. There's no way we can vote for people if you don't hear them.
What are you hearing from
answering questions?
Fetterman's campaign about putting a debate together or a series of debates?
Yeah, doctor, I'm hearing that they've, so far, they won't do this debate that's supposed to happen next week.
They're not answering any of our questions. I get sick, a black hole. No information comes back. And a week from now on your station, your TV station, there's supposed to be debate.
Right.
These are traditional debates that we historically have had in Pennsylvania between Senate candidates. And the people of Pennsylvania deserve to hear us talk to each other. Why won't he respond in any way? Five different companies, big companies, with their own rules, I don't make the rules, have offered up these debates. I've accepted the five debates, the traditional ones that are often made. Fetterman in February said he supported debates when he was in the Democratic primary. He didn't participate in many, and that frustrated his opponents. I don't want to let him get away with that.
Doctor, I actually, we played sound from him yesterday, a couple clips, where he really struggles to communicate. Do you believe right now, again, doctor, you have a vast knowledge and vast history in medicine. Do you believe he's recovered from the stroke? And do you believe his health should be an issue in this campaign?
I have no idea if he's recovered. He's told us nothing. I know no more than you know. And it's actually up to him to decide when he's comfortable sharing that. Again, I'm a physician first.
Right.
And so I will respect what he has to go through in order to get comfortable. But it comes back to the solution. At the end of the day, he must articulate to Pennsylvanians why he has taken far-left radical views his whole career and why he thinks those are aligned with Pennsylvania values. To date, his attacks are all personal attacks on me. He'll make fun of this or that, but he won't actually talk about the issues that I'm raising. And the voters of Pennsylvania are frustrated, and we're seeing that it reflected in many different ways.
What's fascinating to me, quite frankly, and I get this myself, but I own nearly the success you've had. You're actually supposed to be ashamed for being successful. So what happened in America where a man is put down for being successful? What happened, sir? Honestly.
Well, I think it's reprehensible, and I'm proud of what I've been able to achieve in my life. I had a very different life experience than John Fetterman. My parents came here with not much, but they were able to do okay, and I built on that, and I've lived the American dream, and I'm proud of everything I've achieved. My opponent claims he grew up in privilege. His parents paid for his life, and lives in a house that it was given to him. So it's I have worked for everything I've gotten in life, and I'm proud of it. And I think that reflects the values of Pennsylvanians. I think it's important, not just in our personal lives, but also in what we say we're going to do when we're serving in Pennsylvania, that we're held accountable across the board. And I've done 175 campaign events at all different sizes, talking to people, hearing people. The first thing you do as a doctor is you listen. That Mitra clip that I invented that you mentioned, that device reduces the death rate in half and reduces the cost in half.
It's amazing.
It made America better.
No, it's amazing.
Those kinds of innovations have to be endorsed and supported. Our government slows down innovation. We want to do the opposite, unleash American innovativeness.
Well, we appreciate your time and willingness to address the situation. Doctor, we'll talk again, I'm sure, between now and November. And let us know if you get that debate lined up.
Well, I'm waiting like you are. God bless you both.
All right. Dr. Mehmet Oz live on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.